This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I would like to talk a few minutes on the ongoing genocide that is happening to our Palestinian brothers and sisters. More than 40,000 innocent people have been killed in Gaza, from among women and children. And unfortunately, nothing seriously is being done. The United Nations talks about human rights. What are they doing in this situation? So many Western countries, they talk about human rights. When it comes to Ukraine and Russia, they want to support Ukraine. But when it comes to the Palestinian cause, it is not that important. But alhamdulillah, the common people, whether it be Muslims and even the non-Muslims, they are standing up for the Palestinian cause. And even though more than 40,000 people have been killed, but thousands of people have embraced Islam after looking at the resilience of our Palestinian brothers and sisters. The Palestinian brothers and sisters, even though they are being oppressed, yet they are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are saying alhamdulillah. Parents, they are seeing their children are dying, yet they are saying alhamdulillah. They are content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Non-Muslims, they are wondering what is driving these Palestinian people towards being so strong and resilient, which is leading to these people reading the glorious Quran and which is leading to many of them embracing Islam. The more the media tries to suppress Islam, the faster it grows. And the world knows what oppression is happening. The common people, alhamdulillah, majority of them, they are in favor of the Palestinian cause. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He always help our Palestinian brothers and sisters. And they should not despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, we are seeing that they are strong in this situation. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them patience, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them for all of their efforts. And all those who have been martyred in this cause, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admit them into the highest level of Jannah. But we should see to that we raise as much awareness as possible and help our Palestinian brothers and sisters to the best of our capabilities by doing dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we can provide them with aid, if we can provide them with financial support, see to that we provide them and we help them. And many innocent people, many innocent children are losing their lives. There is no proper medical system in Gaza because Israel is blocking all of the medical aid through the borders. Israel is not allowing aid to enter into Gaza except for a little bit. What kind of humanity is this? You are killing innocent people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely hold them accountable for what they are doing. And those people who are causing oppression to our Palestinian brothers and sisters, inshallah, they will not go scot-free. And they will be held accountable for all the wrongdoings that they have done. We stand with our Palestinian brothers and sisters. And victory is inshallah for the Palestinian people, for the people in Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admit all those people who are martyrs in His cause into Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen.